Bro. All right, welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz, and today I'm going to be talking about one WrestleMania match in particular. Let's talk about Cody versus Roman. Now, I know we're getting rocking Roman versus Cody and Seth on night one of WrestleMania to determine whether we're going to get bloodline rules for the main event of night two. I mean, we all know that The Rock and Roman are going to win. We're going to have bloodline rules. Now, when it comes to that, we all know that we're going to have The Rock interfering in the match. We're going to have Jimmy. We're going to have Solo. The question is there another cousin coming? Do we get Jacob Fatu show up? Do we get Tama Tonga show up? Who knows? Do they add to the bloodline? Now, the real question is, who steps up during bloodline rules to help Cody? Does Cody need to form his own, quote-unquote, Avengers group? In my mind, yes, he does. Now, if you look back at people that the bloodline have taken out or hurt that are currently still in the company, you've got Orton, Owens, Zayn. You've got your list of guys, Jay. But I think Cody, in order to have his true Avengers group, people that have had issues and stuff with the bloodline, maybe they're just showing up as a favor to someone who's not living anymore, who's passed on, a true legend. I think Cody has formed his own true Avengers group. I do. I think they come in, they stand in the way between the bloodline and Cody and Roman. I do. I honestly believe that. I think the group will come out, they will chase the bloodline off, and it'll end with Cody standing in the ring with his Avengers between him and the bloodline on the stage. That's how I think. Now, we've all, you know, we want to play the, ooh, look at that camera work thing. You're looking at people like John Cena, Stone Cold, a slight, faded Brock Lesnar in the background. There's also been rumored it's a mystery slot for someone to show up. Now, what does that mean? Do we get a returning legend? Do we get someone from Cody's past that might make a debut? I don't know. But I do know that Cody needs to form his own Avengers group in order to save off the bloodline. If not, we're going to get the same boring ending to WrestleMania we've had the last, I don't know, 3 years. And it's sick. I'm tired of watching it. No, 4 years. That's right, yeah. But still. So let's you know, toy off. Who could be Cody's quote-unquote Avengers? Now, we've all seen Stone Cold preparing. He's working out. And you don't get a legend like that working out too often unless he's going to make a return. I think that is the one that staves off The Rock. I honestly believe that. I think he staves off The Rock. Why not? They have legendary matches at WrestleMania. Why not go ahead and throw that in there? Why not make it one of the biggest events ever? Now, we've got someone like Solo. Who steps up for Solo? How about the man he put into quote-unquote retirement early? How about John Cena? Cena's last match, he lost to Solo. Solo hasn't won anything since then, by the way. I think Cena returns to stave off Solo, to take out Solo. Now, that leaves us with Jimmy. Does Jay come back? Depends on how their match goes. Whether he beats Jay so bad that Jay doesn't come back, I don't know if Jay returning to help Cody would do anything. But I honestly believe Jay could end up turning and going back with Jimmy. I think you're going to get that same brotherly love angle you had with Dustin Rhodes and Cody in AEW. beat the hell out of each other, but you always have each other's back. So thus, in return with that, you know, Jay comes out, he helps Jimmy. Who returns for Cody? Why not a one-off with his brother, Dustin Rhodes? He's barely doing anything in AEW. He gets, you know, just talk on Twitter about this and that and make vile threats, but why not have Dustin show up for his brother? I think it would be huge. Whether we want to admit it or not, Dustin Rhodes, Gold Dust, whatever you want to call him, is one of the most unsung heroes in pro wrestling. He has been wrestling for a long time. He needs to come back and save his brother. I think that would be amazing. And then we could set up the Rhodes family versus Usos at WrestleMania Backlash. Just saying off there. Now, we have Paul Heyman. That leaves us with Heyman. And I'm not including whether someone returns or not, yada, yada, yada. Who comes back to stave off the wise guy? Why not someone who he betrayed? Someone who stood by his side for decades? Who would not lay a hand on the man, but be terrifying enough not to have him touched? To run him off. Yeah, I know he's been in the media for tied to not some great things, but I gotta go with Brock Lesnar. I mean, you're looking there, what I just said, Avenger-wise, of Dustin, Brock, the Stone Cold, and John Cena. That's four pretty damn good superstars. Do I think that'll happen? No. I think we get some form of stars showing up to help Cody. But will it be those exact four? I don't know. I think it's too early for Lesnar to show up after all his reported ties to the allegations. But just playing, you know, fantasy booking there, I think it would be great to see him face-to-face with the wise man. But we are in ECW country. Do we get a Tommy Dreamer? Once again, tied to allegations. Do we get an RVD? I know he's got a appearance thing, whatever, with AEW, but he's under WWE Legends contract. Do we get a Bubba Ray Dudley? You talk about a poppin' Philly for the Dudley. Ooh, that'd be massive. So, this, I'm on a fantasy book that we're going to have some people show up. It's no doubt. Rumor was MJF is going to show up. MJF has signed under contract with AEW for a couple more years. If he shows up, it'll be a miracle. And I don't know why he would. He's going to be there eventually. I know it. But is he going to be there now? No. So it's fun to talk about this. Who could help Cody? Cody needs it. I think Seth gets beat down pretty bad in their tag match. I do. I hate it for Seth, but I do. Or he walks out on Cody and then leaves The Rock and Roman to destroy him, sets the bloodline rolls up because Seth and Roman have that tie. But let us know who you think could be Cody's quote-unquote Avengers. Who's going to help Cody Rhodes? Somebody's going to have to. I don't think he finishes the story by staving off the entire bloodline by himself. I just don't. So let us know who are the Cody Avengers. Who would you want to step up to help Cody fight off the bloodline? Let us know. And we will be doing a WrestleMania predictions episode sometime in the next couple days. It's tough for all five of us to get together to record. So it may just be a couple of us talking through the matches, but we will have some sort of predictions episode coming out soon. So thank you again, and let us know. Does Cody have go into this by himself, or does he assemble his Avengers? Just let us know.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.